Morning all, welcome to week 57 on the podcast. A beautiful sunny day in the Fens. Not warm, it's 4 degrees, but you know, it's pleasant, and for that we can all be thankful. Hope your riding's been good over the last 7 days since we last spoke, when we talked extensively about the Hell of the North. But for now, the cobbles are put away, metaphorically, of course, and we are moving on now to the hillier Ardennes Classic races in the pro scene. We're also starting to get towards some racing locally, although for those of you in the Fenland Clarion Club, your ten is off tonight, off due to roadworks. Still no word on what is happening with the local tens with St Ives, and I'm not sure if Peterborough's ten will be equally affected by the roadworks that have caused a delay to the start of the Fenland season. So, you know, after bigging up local racing last week and saying it's starting, that's actually not really. So, yeah, what can you do? I know there are still plans for some other organisations in the area to run some races if you're interested in doing a few. As far as we understand it from asking a while back, Ramsey Cycling Club have no plans to. Yaxley Riders are potentially, but you know, we'll know more when they, you know, actively promote and release that. So, yeah, funny old week. I don't know if any of you guys have been converting from Strava to my windsock, as I have. Great little website. It kind of takes your data from GPS and sort of converts it into how much headwind, crosswind, you know, how much impact the wind has and all that kind of stuff. Last night I was out, it kind of alerts you with an email when you get home and you've uploaded your data and stuff. It processes it all. Anyway, I got an email saying, usually get an email saying, that ride was windy, that ride was cold, or that ride was warm sometimes. That ride was calm and still. Last night I got a windy and cold, which pretty much summed up my evening in the Fen. Putting down as much power as I could, but actually found that once I got back to Sawtree and started trekking back up the old A1 in the wind, I actually found that I was starting to wilt. So in a way, maybe it was glad, good job that the 10 was off tonight, because I might not have had the legs for that. So it was great to see a couple of decent groups coming out from Yaxley towards the Fens. So yeah, it's that time of year, isn't it, where people are out and about and actually doing that little bit more, that little bit of riding to get us off and running. And it'd just be nice now to have the sun backed up by a decent set of temperatures. We shall see. We need to get that wind. Not that my windsock has converted me into a geek where it comes to wind directions. You know, I know enough to know that the southwesterly is the predominant wind in this part of the world, but I also now know that when we get a north-northwesterly, like we have had in recent days, it's very rare, and also it's quite painful if you're trying to trudge your way north across the Fen, because not only is it windy, it's also very cold. So mywindsock.com, check that out. I think you'll like it. So what's been happening since we last talked about Roubaix and Tom Boonen and all of that kind of stuff? We've had the Amstel Gold Race. We had a couple of transitional semi-classics, part cobbled, part hilly, before we got to the Amstel Gold. Wasn't a particularly thralling encounter of the Amstel Gold up until kind of maybe the last 50 Ks, where the breakaway got clear and Philippe Gilbert and Kwiatkowski, amongst others, were off the front. At that point, actually, it was it got to be pretty exciting. The new finish, I think, worked rather than everyone just waiting for the bottom of the final climb of the Kauberg. And again, our annual mention of the fact that we've been at that one on foot. The Kauberg kind of not being in it right at the death meant that there was a little bit of a change of tactics, and it was actually a more aggressive race as a result of that. Whether it was a better race as a result of that, I'll let you let you watching decide. I think that Gilbert has had a stellar spring, and you know, it's a shame that he's got this injury now that will keep him out of of Flesh Wallonne today and Liège-Bastogne-Liège Sunday. The forecast looks a little bit better weather-wise, so I don't think we'll see a snow-lashed Liège as we did last year, which actually kind of added to the epic nature of it. And I wonder if the new-ish finish that they're using there is going to be as effective when it's not got a layer of ice on it. We shall see. But yeah, big races ahead and a big week. And I suppose now it kind of gets you into that annual debate of what's better, the cobbled classics or the hilly Ardennes classics. And it was interesting that watching the highlights of the Amstel, there was talk of 20-odd categorised climbs in it. And I did look at doing the Sportif for the Amstel Gold Race this year. But I spoke to someone who'd ridden a couple of editions of it, and he was kind of adamant that actually it's the hills are super duper hard, the roads are super duper small, and the numbers of riders is ridiculously high. And he's actually said it's more, the hills are kind of equal if not more of a bum fight than the Flanders Sportif. So with that in mind, we decided to dip out of that. Although we are saving up frantically to try and get a trip to Ghent in before the end of the season, so we will hopefully get to Northern Europe and Belgium and ride some roads before the end of the year. The other big race that has been occurring at the moment is the former Giro del Trentino, which was quite a good name actually. I didn't mind that as a name, but it's been repackaged as the Tour of the Alps. We're frantically back watching the highlights of that to try and get up to date. It looks like a pretty good race, fairly scenic, snow-topped mountains. I don't know about you guys, but for me, when you see a professional bike racer riding up an Alp, you want it to be sunny, you want some, iridium lenses in their Oakleys, maybe them stuck in the vents of the helmet, and you want to see them toiling, grabbing at bidons. The Tour of the Alps, yesterday, there were people climbing this final categorised mountain out of, I think it was Innsbruck, and they were sort of riding in snoods and big gloves and full tights, and it just didn't feel like a climb. I mean, it looked beautiful, don't get me wrong, but if you're one of these sort of velominati, people that is very interested in the aesthetics of the pro, sock length and how you wear your glasses and all of that, for you guys that would have been an absolute nightmare. There was riders in long tights, shorts, all of the crimes of fashion that tongue in cheek, before anyone gets too grumpy, tongue in cheek, people try and enforce in the cycling world. So yeah, a Tour of the Alps. Catch up with it if you can on Bike Channel. Also doing the rounds on Bike Channel at the moment is one that if you haven't caught up with or recorded, because it's probably being repeated now at some middle of the night ungodly hour, is the Best of the Winter Cyclocross. Best of Cyclocross, the program's called. Really, really good. It's got some of the best races from the men and the women's series. I don't think it's still called the Super Prestige. Let's call it that anyway, though. From the winter. I think it's the Soudal Cup now. Okay. Get that downloaded or get that recorded and enjoy watching some top quality people riding really expensive racing bikes through sand, because that's what winter's all about. And maybe it reminds us of actually how we're sort of accelerating into spring, because it doesn't seem 5 minutes ago since we were watching the worlds. So all done and dusted again for the show. Thank you very much, Lee, for your time and for the listens and for the shares and for all of the feedback. It's really good to have you along. Please do continue all of those things and keep promoting the podcast. We will be back next week. We will be talking about the end of the classic season. There'll be a little lull then as we get into towards the Giro d'Italia. So follow us on fendrian.eu if you look for us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And thanks a lot, and we'll speak to you soon.